Both of the sources I'm looking at in the Wikipedia article say that healthcare is a major agenda item for liberals and Democrats. The Wikipedia article itself says that liberals believe in universal healthcare, with many supporting a single-payer system. And the New Republic article simply says that liberals are for radical healthcare changes. I suppose a lot of people are for radical healthcare changes. The word radical means to go back to the roots. So what do we want to go back to if we want to change healthcare? The libertarian wants to go back to the kind of healthcare system we had 50 years ago, before government got involved, a free market system. Healthcare was as successful as grocery stores, as the automobile companies, as computers are now. These businesses compete with each other to provide the best quality goods and services at the lowest possible price. It works for groceries, it works for computers, it used to work for healthcare, but then government got involved. That's the way the libertarian looks at the problem, that the problems we have had in the last few decades are problems that have been caused by government intervention, by government messing up a system that otherwise works all very well by itself. But again, I want to ask, what is the goal of healthcare changes? What is our goal? Is it our goal to eliminate the whole concept of insurance? Because that's what Obamacare is going to do. Obamacare is eliminating the entire concept of insurance. Insurance is this idea that if you have 100 people, it's statistically unlikely that all of them are going to experience a particular kind of disease, illness, sickness, or debilitating condition, and that you can insure against the statistical unlikelihood that you're going to get it by pooling your money, and then when that one person gets the disease, all the pooled funds will work together to help that person. So even though I'm not expecting to get sick, I pool my funds with others, and then if I do get sick, I can get some of the pooled funds. Otherwise, my money is used to help those who do get sick. That's a really interesting and creative concept, and it's worked for hundreds of years. Really, it started out centuries ago when people got the idea of insuring mariners, insuring people who went on boat trips to bring back spices from the Far East or whatever it was. And there was a certain statistical likelihood that one of their ships might sink while they were at sea. The insurance specialists, the insurance entrepreneurs said, we got hundreds of ships out there, not all of them sink, but if we could get all of them to pool their resources, a small amount from each of them would be able to cover entirely the cost that one would lose when that one ship sinks. Now, if the people don't pool their funds, you don't have any money to pay in case there's an injury or a sickness or a shipwreck. And you just simply cannot run insurance by saying, by having a person who say, hey, my ship just sank, I want you to pay me for it, because that person didn't contribute to the pool. And it's totally not fair, and it's not how the system works. If you want to have the insurance company pay for your shipwreck or your sickness, then you need to participate by pooling your funds and sharing the risk. It's pooled risk. The Obamacare is going to destroy that. We're already seeing insurance companies are saying, we can't cover under these conditions. You're making it impossible for us to run to beat the odds. Is really, you're making it impossible for us as a company to beat the odds. You're putting all the statistical benefits on the side of those who are going to benefit by collecting if they get sick without having to share the risk. So Obamacare is a real disaster for the whole concept of insurance. It's turning insurance into a simple system of welfare. Now, I believe that in 50 years ago, and even still today, despite government intervention, the poor have better health care under capitalism than they do under socialism. And it's not a big deal for me if there are rich people who are able to buy even better health care, because I'm a poor person, really, in terms of bank accounts, and I have benefited from a healthcare system which makes it possible for me to get better care than in other government-run systems. If you get prostate cancer, the likelihood of your dying of prostate cancer is greater when you are under a government healthcare system than if you are in a capitalist healthcare system. That's just, I think, just a matter of simple statistical fact, that under government-run healthcare systems, you're more likely to die of these preventable diseases than you are under a capitalist system. All of this is discussed on the healthcare page, but again, I want to ask, what is your goal as a liberal? It's not, I trust, not to just to destroy insurance companies or free markets or free enterprise businesses or doctors and healthcare providers and CAT screen manufacturers and the suppliers of all kinds of hospital and medical equipment and pills and drugs, for all those people to be forced to provide their goods and services without compensation or without the prospect of being able to make a profit and invest in future research and development of even better medical care. Surely that's not your goal as a Democratic liberal. I guess maybe one of your major goals is to make sure that the poor are covered. But again, I believe that the poor are better off under capitalism than under socialism. And if you disagree, I'd like to know why, and maybe you could point me to a link that shows why the poor are actually better off in socialist countries than they are in capitalist countries. Use the link to the blog, and let's engage in a discussion here.